Can I say something a little controversial? Midlife isn't the problem. Midlife is the diagnosis. Welcome back, my friend. I am so glad you came back for session number two. And if you wrote down that word from our last audio session, if you actually said that sentence out loud, I want you to know that took more courage than it sounds. Here's why. Most people spend their whole lives avoiding that kind of honesty with themselves. And you did not. So I want to tell you more of my story today because I think you need to know that I'm not standing here as someone who has it all figured out and who's handing you the answer from a safe distance. I'm standing here as someone who went through the fire and came out the other side, and the fire was real. When my marriage ended in my early 30s, I told myself I was fine. I had a plan. I'm a planner. I make plans. I took the financial stuff I was supposed to take, I set up my accounts, I built a new budget, and I told everyone and myself, yeah, I got this handled. But what I didn't tell anyone was that I was checking my bank account 17 times a day, not to manage it, just to see if that number had somehow changed. Like if it got high enough, I would finally stop feeling like the floor disappeared. If it was low, then yeah, I would start to panic and my brain would be on a runaway train. I'm broke, I'm gonna be homeless, no one will love me. You know how this goes. We all have our version of this. It never got high enough because the number was never the thing. Here's what I now know. This is for you, my friend. Midlife doesn't just change your body. The hot flashes, the 3 a.m. wake-ups, the sudden zero tolerance for things that used to not bother you, it changes your entire relationship to safety. The things that used to make you feel secure, they stop working. The goals you set in your 30s, they stop fitting. The life you built around someone else's definition of enough stops feeling like yours. And your nervous system, which has been quietly running your money decisions this whole time, mostly without your permission, starts screaming. I want you to do something right now. Put both hands on your thighs. Yeah, I know. Just do it. Feel the weight of them. Feel your feet on the floor. You are here. Take a breath all the way down into your belly, in and out. Now think about the version of you from 10 years ago. The plan you had, the things you thought would finally make you feel safe. A certain number, a certain title, a certain life that looked a certain way on the outside. Grab that pen, write this down. What did I used to think would make me feel safe with money? Take 30 seconds, write whatever comes. Don't edit it, just write it. Don't make it pretty. Now look at what you wrote. Is it still true or have you changed? Has what you actually needed, not what you thought you should need, what you actually needed, quietly shifted while you weren't looking? Because that's the midlife shift. It's not just physical. It is a whole reorientation of what safety means. And your money anxiety, that is not you falling apart. That is just the old story bumping up against the new you that's trying to emerge. The screaming, it's not failure. It actually feels really good, right? It's information. Now say this out loud, and I mean it. I am not behind. I am becoming. Say it again. Yes, louder. Like you're saying it to every version of yourself that ever sat at a kitchen table at midnight and convinced yourself you already missed your chance. You haven't missed anything, my friend. You are right on time. So in our final session, we're going to talk about what finding your steady actually feels like and how you start building security from the inside out instead of waiting for the numbers to finally be enough. I'll see you there.